I'd like to call the County Commission meeting back to order from recess. Currently, we have posted county board postings, gentlemen.
That's a two-prong type posting there. One was for Mark Reese to let us know if he can do the separate pages for the website. He's still working on that. I met with him Friday. I don't have a definite answer. Conceptually, the answer is yes, but he doesn't have specifics. So I'm going to repost that since I get a better answer from Mark on that.
That was tabbed.
Yeah, putting, you know, because Mark's working on right now is a redesign of the website completely. So what we know right now is not going to be the same. And so that's not going to be an issue, but he wants to show us specifically where it's going to be. It'll still be a tab. It won't be on the front homepage, but it will be there. So anyway, he's going to give me more answers, and I'll be able to present back to you.
So the thinking is that we would allow each one of the affiliated organizations to have a tab on the website. Mm-hmm. Click that, and then they would be responsible for?
We will post. The concept is we will post. That way, we still maintain the form and the content. So
anything on that comes through would be approved by us.
Yeah, or by we give it to the IT, and if it's outside those parameters, he would bring it to us.
Yeah.
We don't want, you know, ballot initiatives. We don't want certain support of other. I mean, we just don't want things that
can happen with it.
Right.
So these are boards that are appointed by the County Commission?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're not there to make a decision yet. I just need a little more details with how the new page lays out and what this would look like.
All right.
Second part?
Which was, we have some board vacancies, and one of them is the SB 40 board. There's three members that are terminating. Their terms are expiring at the end of this year. We have a letter from Max suggesting that we reappoint those same three members to it. And I'm prepared to do that.
Did he receive any? I remembered after we had that Max had said something about the reappointments. Were there any other applications is what I'm kind of wondering.
He didn't indicate that, but I didn't ask that specific question.
Well, I kind of got chewed on last year because of.
Well, I think how I was satisfied with it, Max was, but he was satisfied, I was going to be satisfied since he knows what makes to run that 9-member board.
There has been, in answer to your comment, Danny, I haven't received any information from any individual that's interested in that other than the board members themselves that are serving. I don't know if you or Jim.
I have not been contacted by anybody saying there.
Right. Well, there was every year that I've been here since the initial time, there was a list with their qualifications sent. I would have liked to for it to continue that way with the individuals, because actually after we made the appointment last year, there were some people call me. So
that's a copy of the email that the executive director sent.
Well, I'm going to take a stab at this, hoping that I get a second. I'm going to move that we appoint Don Ingram, Sherry Caulfield, and Tim Connell to a 3-year term
and
for the SB 40 board.
I'll second your off of this email here. Mm-hmm. We might pass on the recommendation that we would like, maybe because he didn't have any. That's what I'm assuming, that he didn't have any other people interested.
Right.
I think actually they have changed, or they have utilized the name Non-Developmental Connections. Can you use that in your motion, John?
Sure, including SB40/Developmental Connections. I think the SB40 isn't that our official.
That was the that was how it was originated.
Okay. And let's put them both in there and let's look out.
Actually, they were called legally the Developmentally Disabled Board of Taney County. Motion has been made and seconded to reappoint Don Ingram, Sherry Caulfield, and Tim Connell to the SB40/Developmental Connections Board. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Just a quick note, since we have a couple of minutes, guys, as a reminder, I know that we have Big Creek Township. P&Z. If I'm not mistaken, we have a second position that's going to be opening up on that board as well as of the end of the year. So we need to be thinking about that. We also have a board position that will be opening up at the end of the year. Sewer District?
Correct.
Do we have any others?
Park Board.
Park
has
Board. A, Park Board.
I think Jack has. There may be two. I'm not sure. We need to check with Jillian on that.
Yeah, she has one. The other one, we haven't received a resignation letter yet. So okay. Right now there's just one vacancy on the Park Board, but I think we're expecting the second one pretty soon. Yeah.
Any more on this item?
Are we going to try to make those appointments the first of the year when the terms are up? Scheduling?
Since member of the media is here, if you could run a little list of some vacancies we've got, we need to make appointments in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
How about that we get a list of those vacancies to the media? Thank you. Gentlemen, we've got scheduled a discussion on economic development. Who would like to start us off? Rick, go ahead.
Would you move that microphone? Our microphone just... Yeah. Just sit up there. It just broke. Thank you.
First of all, I do have a document here that's kind of an overview document, and I'm not sure whether the commission has that document.
We have it. I don't have it down here to review.
If you've got an extra copy, we'll take it.
We reviewed it Monday.
Okay. Permission or request to approach, I guess. The boss is.
Thank you, sir.
As just a summary of this, we cross-section of the communities in the county continue to be interested in participating in a partnership with Taney County on economic forming an economic development business development type of relationship. We're here today providing that overview format. It's modeled after many of the regional partnerships that are already in existence, and we're asking the county to approve a contract for services with the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce to provide that service and the commitment from the other communities that are in the room. And you can see Rockaway and Miriam Woods, Hollister, Branson, the chamber here. And this would be a public-private partnership to provide business development, business retention, business attraction type of support countywide. And the details are in that particular document. It's managed through the use of an advisory council, a very common situation. One of the areas that was of interest is that each member of the advisory council would be the opportunity would be available to each of the incorporated areas in the county along with 10 private partners to amass the amount of money that it would take to be able to put this together, and each of those the county and those incorporated areas plus private partners one vote regardless of the monetary contribution to the effort. Again, modeled after some of the successful regional partnerships. There's been an ongoing dialogue between everybody in this room fundamentally for a period of time, and this document is an attempt to incorporate the known items of interest to everybody here so that we could move forward. And we do believe that there's a high value in having a central point of contact and a central operative in economic development, business development in the county. So that's kind of the situation as it is, and I'd just stand available, or others in the room would stand available for questions.
Is every community or incorporated area, do you have a letter of intent or some form of either verbal or whatever of cooperation?
We don't have, I'm not aware of Taneyville. That's the only one that I'm not aware of, and that's just simply a matter of being able to get in touch with Taneyville and maybe Kirbyville. So we've made an attempt, and during the time frame that we've actually been working on this, the people that you see in the room here have been able and have attended meetings about this, and they can speak for themselves, but as far as I know, on board with this particular concept. And there's a broad cross-section of both District 1 and District 2 representatives. I have spoken with Mayor Potter. He is on board, although he's not here today.
I mean, the concept, I'll chime in some things here. Obviously, this is something we've been hoping and working for the last multiple months, trying to get it with a collaborative effort to look at economic development from a holistic county approach, which I think this is the right step. This would most likely be an area where we wouldn't have to have an economic director anymore, which is our hope, is that we would be able to fund, you know, our monies toward a partnership, which I believe is the right approach for our area. So needless to say, I'm very much in favor of this, which I think both of us, all of us are.
When you say we wouldn't be able to have an economic development director, you mean the county, not the organization?
The county. Okay. The county would forego its trying to fill that vacant position and use our money to fund toward this.
Rick, the partnership that we have chatted about and the opportunity to collaborate across the county, has this already been formed?
No.
Yes? No?
No. We're trying to put everybody together to do that. I mean, within a very short period of time, it could be put together. I mean, we've had a series of meetings and organizations. It's just individual commitments. What we're actually looking for a bit is leadership from the county. It's a countywide organization, and even though it's in this partnership format, the Branson Lakes Area Chamber has committed to host this particular office. But what we're looking on the political subdivisions, we're looking for county leadership at the community level to say county's on board here, and this is what they need to make this work. Obviously, the interest of doing it now is to get into budget year 11. I'd like to say that differently than it is, but that's what we're trying to accomplish, to get it kicked off in budget year 11 and then continue to develop in budget year 12. So that's the timing, mm-hmm. and that's why this is fairly critical. We're obviously ending several of the political subdivisions' budget year. So that's as straightforward as it is, forthright as it is.
Well, I can tell you from the perspective of the 2012 budget, the county commission, at least at this time, is in line. We're struggling, and we'll begin working again tomorrow afternoon formally at 1 o'clock. To find $2 million more to build our 2012 budget, or $2 million less to build our 2012 budget. But currently, funding is in place for this effort from the county. Now, what you're speaking to is now.
Yes, sir.
My point is, or to you or to anyone else, what we really need in place is the partnership, so that, in fact, legally we can spend or pass dollars through to that partnership from the 2011 budget in the time that's remaining.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time frame when this would be?
Day after tomorrow.
Well,
literally, that's about okay. What it would take. It would take a cycle of boards so that each of the public boards would have an opportunity to act, but that could be in a fairly short time. I think if we can come away from this particular session with a commitment from the county that pending the formation of that for an entity to pass that money through, that there is a dollar figure that is committed for 2011, and that's what I'd be asking for today.
Some of the provision. Oh, go ahead.
Ross?
I'd also just like to follow up on Rick's comments. We really intend to make this obviously a countywide. It's not a Branson or Hollister specific entity. This is a purely a countywide effort, and as we've noted in the document that you have there, we've got tourism covered. This is not a tourism board or tourism development effort. This is a business development effort to diversify our economy in the county, and we want to make sure that all the entities that are involved, all the political subdivisions, all the villages that are involved, have the same input as Branson, Hollister, and the county government. The reason that we've invited all of the smaller communities, and as Rick noted, Merriam Woods and Rockaway are represented here today, they will have an equal place on this advisory council. Regardless of the dollar commitment, each of the entities that are involved will have one vote. That's the way that we want to set it up. We don't want Branson having, or Hollister, or the county government having an undue influence over this board. We want the entire county to benefit and not just particular geographic areas. Just so this board will know, we as the Chamber of Commerce in Branson have committed $50,000 seed money for next year. We do need to get it ramped up pretty quickly, as Presiding Commissioner Houseman has noted. And again, to echo Rick's sentiments, we would ask for some financial commitment in the immediate term to get us up and running. So. We do want to hire an executive director for this position. This executive director, while he would be housed in as a division of the Branson Chamber of Commerce, would be responsible to the advisory committee. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Well, I'm really personally excited about the opportunity to become involved in the effort countywide. And as I've had one officer within our county system brandish me about a bit because I would consider dollars outside of elected officials within the courthouse, the answer to me was easy and simple. We need to start thinking outside the box so that we can, in fact, find the revenues it needs to offer the services that are so badly depleted within our county system. And this obviously is one of those opportunities, but we need to make sure legally that what we're getting ready to do, if in fact we are within 2011, is done properly. We have a meeting today with legal counsel, and certainly I would ask that we put this on the front burner with them. Mm-hmm. We also have a meeting tomorrow formally in regards to the budget, and also referred one other matter today to that 1 o'clock meeting tomorrow so that we can hopefully make some decisions that will impact the 2012 budget. Currently, we haven't really set anything in stone with the exception of due payments or contracts that the county's going to be obligated to out of our 2012 budget. So I would suggest that we do that. Now, if you gentlemen have some words of encouragement for the group that's here today to know where that's headed and what our intent is, it's any different than what I've stated, then I know that they would be glad to hear that.
Well, I'm ready to make a commitment for this particular December time frame for whatever involvement that you need to get started with of $25,000 this year with a $50,000 matching next year. And I don't know, I think that there was there a 3-year commitment on this deal? Or
is it 5-year or 3-year?
We had actually talked about 5-year, but that we would prefer a 5-year, obviously.
And I would just agree with Danny, Commissioner Strahan, is that $25,000 seems to be in line with the seed money, the startup, the contract for services, and then than 50,000 next year and the years afterwards. So that's what we're, that's what I'm thinking and talking with you, both you guys.
The reason I did, wouldn't want to go over the 3-year commitment is that that's possibly, if you go 5 years, that's a change of commissions, change of maybe financial conditions throughout the county. So 3 years would be more to my liking, Ross, if that was what was wrote. I thought somewhere either that was in our discussions in the meetings that we had with you at the, there, that we had 3 years, and you guys may have talked about five later, but I had kind of thought that a 3-year commitment on that would be more satisfactory to myself as far as the county's part, because of possible change of commissions and financial times and everything else that's involved in trying to meet these budgets.
Well, understanding the political concerns and also the financial concerns, what our primary interest is getting this project up and running immediately. You know, if after a 3-year commitment we can all see that it's working and that the entire county is benefiting, then future commissions, I'm sure, would be inclined to continue the effort.
Right. Is what Mr. Houseman stated as far as the forming of this has to go in place before that we can actually commit anything?
This is basically a division of the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, as we discussed, we can get that established.
Well, and it may be in our discussions today with council that that's exactly who we can work with as the chamber, since it's already in place. And I just need to.
And we would earmark those funds specifically for that purpose.
Or do you need a verbal commitment? Is that what you're thinking? I mean, we're not going to vote on this today because we don't have this in place. But
I think after advice from council, but if the, you know, if the 25,000 this year and the 50 for next year is on the table, I think that's a pretty fair start.
Right. Are you wanting something else on the table, Ross?
We'd like a signature on the table.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant financially rather than the 25-50.
I don't know, Rick. I think that's a fair start, at least for next year. And if we can all see that the effort is bearing fruit, perhaps in the out years, you may want to adjust that.
Okay.
I mean, is that a fair statement?
Sure. The verbal commitment today would be perfect. Certainly, things that are customary in something like this too would be if, in fact, we had a verbal commitment on this, and then there was something to found that. Doesn't measure up to statute, that doesn't change the verbal commitment. It changes whatever doesn't measure up to statute. So that kind of a situation. But $25,000 for the remainder of this year is your intent. $50,000 for next year is intent. If we can get that today, I think that would probably be a good way to move forward.
Rick, is the matching funds that we talk about. What I'm looking for through what we're talking about as far as the maybe the alignment of the director for that position, just startup funds and all that. That's the only reason that because of the late time frame that we're working with, that's the only reason that I would be interested in doing the $25,000 for this year. But I didn't know that timing is important to get those things in place.
Obviously, we've been working on this for a period of time. It's just reachable or achievable now, and there's been a lot of coming together by a lot of folks and a lot of intellectual effort devised with this. So I'm thinking that if we can get your verbal commitment that this is the direction that you're going here, we'll go ahead and move forward on getting that formal establishment of that organization to be committed. And by the time legal counsel has review within days, very close, we would ask the vote. So,
well, could we ask this question? If we time we get council ready and everything, could next Monday's meeting be quick enough for you to?
It may have to, because I know we've got a unique schedule this week, so.
Yeah.
But I think
the quickest you can get a signature, we're going to be all right with that. So okay. That's basically where we're at, because we really need the vote is
right.
What we need. So if Monday is your best estimate of when that vote can be held, then we're all
I
right.
I think we'll just post it for Monday if it's all right with the other two gentlemen.
Do you guys already, do we already have a tentative written agreement in place?
There's a model, but there's not and then there's a letter of intent that is accompanying this that the other partners would sign, and that would be it. But before they have something to sign, there would be a commitment from the Chamber Board that this is the model and this is ready to go, but I'm assuming we can get that.
Yeah, in fact, it might be a good idea to put our counsel in contact with your counsel, and they can hash out the words. But we don't have a specific document for this, but it's we do have a letter of intent for all the parties.
Has any of those been signed? Because Mr. Krutoff did in our last meeting, and I don't think I got to attend the last meeting that you had, but I attended two meetings, and I thought that he had talked about a letter of intent at that point for this particular cooperative effort from each entity.
Right. Actually, we have all the letters of intent with us today, and we'll be distributing those to the towns and entities involved.
Well, I have no problem with voicing my commitment to the $25,000. But one voice means nothing as a commission.
My thinking was this, to expedite the process. If we had that verbiage for our council to look at 1 o'clock this afternoon, I could see us with 24-hour notice scheduling this for tomorrow afternoon before I leave for meetings on Wednesday, in which place that would put it together a whole lot sooner.
I mean, the concept is contract for services. Here's on the back menu of services. This is very similar to what we approved last year for Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. Same situation, contract for services. So, I mean, we may have the verbiage close to what we have already on something previously approved. But we could work on that maybe at lunch break to get something.
Let me restate my concern. Does the County Commission currently have a policy in place that there will be no bills paid after a certain time in December?
I don't believe it's a policy in place. It's a practice, but
okay. Just,
but not so much a
then
policy.
Then it's not a concern, right?
Yeah, it is a concern. I think the 17th is anything that we approve after that point goes on to the next year's budget line. It's the way that it has been in the past. I don't know that it's a policy, but
right.
I do know that's what's taken place in the past. So I'm anxious to get that part of it done.
Well, I think if we can just work on the verbiage, we might be able to get something to the attorneys today and maybe vote tomorrow and get it done. I mean, that's what I'd like to do is just... Mm. So...
All right, well, we will provide you that the document, the letter of intent document that we have. We have a one wordsmithing correction we need to make on that. We'll get that to you prior to your afternoon meeting and should have that on board.
Great.
What will it take for the certification that there is an organization in place? Will this be a letter from the Chamber of Commerce that says this has been established as of this date?
We all know that we're working towards that end to put this in place. I think probably the agreement should be between us if, in fact, we're going to pass those dollars through to the Chamber and then a commitment that that organization is going to be formed, and that's where the dollars are going to be.
Housed and spent.
I honestly think that would cover us.
I can verbally commit to you that our intent is to form that particular partnership, and that whatever funds the county supplies would be earmarked specifically and solely for that purpose.
We're going to run that intent by council today at 1 o'clock, and then get back with you as soon as possible, or have, as you said, council talk to council? Or maybe that was Rick that said that.
Yeah. Either way.
Is that all right?
I'd just like, on public record, Mayor Klein and Ms. Least, if they had any comments about this, because they were obviously represent.
I'm agreeing with everything you said so far.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Mayor.
Now, Rockaway's totally behind it because we can't do it on our own.
Right.
And if it gets into the county, it's at county level. They're looking at certain things. But I think this is a win-win situation for all the small communities, working with everybody as a team to do what's best for the county.
Yeah.
And not just tourism, which I brought up in legislative partnership a long time ago, was we've got to figure out other ways to get jobs out there for these guys and
right.
and get other occupations going. But I think it's a win-win, total win-win. And I know my board will be behind it.
Great.
Totally. So.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mayor.
Madam Mayor, please.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everyone on Monday morning?
Wonderful.
It was spitting snow as I came in.
Oh, great.
Well, I simply want to applaud everyone in the room who have really spoke to what's close to my heart, which is regionalism. And I think I was thinking back to the discussion when we opened the bridge the other day. And we spent a bit of time patting each other on the back about how successful that was. And I think we recognize that we put aside kind of areas of responsibility that we all kind of represent for the greater good of the entire county. And I think that's what this represents as well. Regionalism really does work. Obviously, we all represent our own constituents, and we have to be always with that in mind and represent that. But this kind of effort will only work best when we're together. It's interesting. I read an article just just yesterday about a new trend nationally called, I think they called it megapolitans. And they said in regions such as the Dallas area or Phoenix area or areas where you think, well, there's two or three huge cities, Scottsdale and Phoenix and Tucson or Dallas and Fort Worth, that now the trend is for those governments to band together. And together they are competing internationally, and they want to be seen as a destination for businesses internationally, and they know they cannot succeed if Phoenix is pitted against Tucson, is pitted against Scottsdale. It just doesn't work that way anymore. If those huge mega governments with dollars and egos and all those things that go along can make that happen for their residents, then I am certain that Taney County can make that happen for our residents as well. So I thank you, gentlemen, for your consideration of this proposal. I think it speaks well for our entire government, and I believe our citizens will see some big rewards.
Thank you.
Thank you. Angela, do you have a comment? Come right on up. Yes.
I am excited about this proposal just because I don't have the skill set to do this in my community. I am not equipped to go out and search these leads down and recruit these businesses, and we seriously need a central point where we can put all of our inventory and have one person who is reaching out for us. And we want to support that effort.
Well put. Excellent. Anyone else have a comment? Dean?
I think just one more thing to add to this. We've been very staunch supporters of this, as the mayor indicated. But I think one thing you need to keep in mind, too, is none of the cities or none of the entities that are involved in this are talking about withdrawing their efforts in this area as well. I think you need to keep in mind that this is something that will augment what we're doing and bring it up to a completely different level. But as we start working on different proposals, I want to assure you that our government, Rick, other people like that will be very, very much involved with the things that we can do within our jurisdiction. So this gives it that umbrella, but I don't want anybody to think that we're thinking, okay, if you go into this, we're done with it. We're still going to be very much involved with this as well, and that's, again, the way you get these things done.
Mm-hmm. Ross, we'll bring this up in executive session today. Hopefully we'll hammer out and get the answer we need legally. And if you should be our main contact person, then we'll contact you if that's all right with everyone that's here.
Either Rick or myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the consideration.
Thank you all. And,
the entire county, I believe, would be better off.
What have I got? We'll stand in recess for the next 10 minutes. Is that all right?